It's Rowan again, and believe it or not, I haven't been killed by any weird magic yet. Just wanted to start out with that, considering Corin's already sending me to check out some other abandoned building. Granted, I barely told them anything about the cottage and the mirrors and all that, but still. I certainly haven't been subtle about my lack of interest in going places that are likely to have weird magic. And I feel like Corin's smart enough to put together the fact that I don't really want to die without answers. And before you, whoever you are, start going on and on about how, oh, Rowan, maybe if you just talk to Corin, they might stop sending you to all these weird places. And, oh, Rowan, all you have to do is tell Corin what you saw and they'll tell you what's going on. We both know that's not how any of that works. As much as that would make my life so much easier, I doubt talking to Corin about any of this would make a difference. They clearly don't want to talk about it, so I'm gonna do what I can to get answers the only way I can. And besides, I survived the Knot Cottage and all those mirrors, so how much worse can it get, right? It's not like those rifts can be everywhere. Plus, I don't even know what they do. So who's to say that they're all bad? I mean, yeah, they definitely have something to do with Corin, but we're well past that point by now. I'm just trying to figure out what they even are. Maybe it's just because all of the books Corin has at their house are super old, but I've never seen anything about rifts like these in there. And I know it has to be connected to Corin. Nobody else around here has ever done any magic, let alone even thought about doing magic. So, the only other option is Corin. But I feel like all of that's been established by now. All that's left for me to do is figure out how all of it fits together. The other day, I was able to slip out of the house for a few hours. Corin does all sorts of stuff during the day around their house, and they're not hidden away in their study as much as I would have expected. So it was hard to get out for too long without them noticing. But the day after everything happened, with the Knot Cottage and the mirrors and the one with the crest from Corin's ring and all that, I was able to sneak out for a little while and get to the library we have in town. There isn't much there, but it's a whole lot better than the few books in Corin's house. I've already searched every single one of them for anything even similar to the crest on their ring, but no luck. I hoped there would be something in the library to help me out, even just a little bit. I didn't find anything, if that wasn't already obvious. There was a book there that I wanted to look for, that I remember reading all the time when I was younger. It was full of information about all the kingdoms and countries in the world. I hoped there would be something about wherever that crest is from, but there wasn't anything. It's weird. When I went to look at the book, it was a lot shorter than I'd remembered. Like, there were only a few chapters in there, and each of them was only a few pages long. And not like it was just a short overview on all of those places. The other day, I just blamed how weird it felt on the fact that I hadn't read that book or even thought about it for years. So, of course, it would make sense that the memories wouldn't exactly match up. But now I'm starting to think about it for real, and there's definitely something weird going on here. Like, I was looking through the book, and all of those places, I couldn't remember a single one of them. It was like I was seeing those names for the first time ever, and even then, there was something off about it. For some reason, it didn't even feel real. Like, they were all places made up for that book. But that doesn't make sense, because all of those places are real. They are real because they always have been, just past the forest. And the crest from Corin's ring has to belong to one of them, because that's where they came from. They came from just beyond the forest, and now they live here. May not want to tell me where they came from, but if I'm going to be putting my life on the line for their little research project, then I think I deserve to know. You know, Corin's the closest thing I've ever had to a family. Even with all of their secrets, I think I know them better and they know me better than my parents ever did. And I think Corin's house is a lot closer to a home than where I used to live. I don't want them to leave. I know they're going to. It's been obvious for days. They keep moving around the house and looking at everything like they're trying to figure out how it's all gonna fit in the proper boxes. But I don't want them to go. Or rather, I want to go with them whenever they leave. But I don't know if they'll want to keep me around. I mean, I'm just this kid who responded to their flyer, asking for an apprentice to help out. They're only stuck with me because I'm the only option they have. And it scares me a little. Not just that they're going to be leaving soon, and I know it, and I just have to wait for it to happen, but that they're keeping all of this from me. Maybe I'm overstepping, but I feel like I've been around them long enough for them at least to tell me where they came from, or where they're going, or what they're even doing here. But I don't want to be the one to ruin what I have now just because I can't keep my nose out of Rowan's business. And I know I have a right to be pissed off about how every time they've sent me out to go look for traces of magic, I've gotten hurt. But wait a second. Traces of magic. There was a whole section I had to read in one of Corin's books about how some spells will leave behind traces of magic. But I didn't think it was all that important. At least not until right now. That section in the book went on and on and on about how some spells, if they're strong enough, can leave some traces, some residual bits of magic. It's been a few weeks since I read all of that, so it's all a little fuzzy, but I think I remember reading that the more traces of magic there are, the more likely it is that the spell producing that energy went wrong. Like, there was so much energy built up to be used in the spell, but since it didn't work like it was supposed to, all of that energy had to go somewhere, if that makes any sense. That must be what was messing with the leaves in the woods and the plants in the cemetery, and what made the garden disappear. Then, why is it all so much? I never read about anything this big happening because of residual magic energy. I may not know much magic yet, and I'm starting to figure out why, if you get my point. But I know that there's barely any spell out there that's strong enough to do all of that. This may be a horribly stupid idea, but I think I may have to snoop in Corin's things again. They aren't giving me any other answers, and I'll honestly take anything at this point. Hopefully, today I'll find some more answers that are a lot less likely to kill me. Corin sent me to check out some old church or something. I'd never even heard about it before they brought it up, but they said that they saw it when they were in the woods the other day, and they got weird vibes from it or something. I'm honestly not sure why they didn't just go check it out right then, but at least now if there's anything there that may have to do with Corin's past, I might be able to figure out some stuff without Corin ever knowing. Wait a second, is that it? I mean, this has to be it. I'm right where Corin told me to go find it. But this building was never here before. How is it here? If I was a little bit less invested in all of this, I'd probably go home right now. I would. I'd turn around and leave all of this mess behind. Yeah, I'll keep telling myself that. Here we go. Alright, this is totally normal. Of course it is. Doesn't everyone have to deal with shit like this? This place is creepy, right? Like, more than the graveyard and the garden and the knot cottage, right? Because I think this place is a lot creepier than all those other places. But maybe I'm just losing it a little bit. That honestly wouldn't be too surprising after everything else that's going on around here. Also, like, that's the weird rift sound, right? Because I can hear it, but I can't see any rift or weird light anywhere. It's just the crackling rift sound and all this weird wind and nothing else. I probably shouldn't go looking for the rift. I should just turn around, go back home, and tell Corin that there's definitely something weird going on here, and that they can come back in their own time and figure it out if it's so important. But I'm not gonna put my life on the line for something they won't even tell me about. That's what I should do. Time to go find the rift. Alright, I don't really know where I'm going, so it may be a while until... Wow. I mean, it's right here. I guess it won't be a while. But there's something else in here. It almost looks like a piece of a flag. I'd say I have no clue where it came from, but I have no clue where this whole place came from, so I feel like it would be a bit redundant. Let me go check this out. Holy shit. This has to be a flag from somewhere, because it has the same crest as on Corin's ring. Maybe it came through the rift or something, but right now it's just stuck on this stick. I should probably take this, right? I mean, that way I can show it to Corin if they ask what I found today. Well, I think that was enough excitement for one day. I don't think I'm gonna tell Corin about this. Not yet, at least. I want to wait a little longer and see what they're gonna do first.
Rowan's starting to figure things out, and I don't know what I'm gonna do about that. I want them to know. I want them to know where I came from and why I'm here, because I want them to trust me. And if anyone deserves to see the warning label I come with, it's them. But not like that. They shouldn't have to find out through snooping through my stuff and figuring out how much doesn't make sense. Because it does make sense. At least it should. I know I still have trouble thinking about any of it, but it has to make sense when I finally tell Rowan. That's the least they deserve. And I know they're upset about everything that's been happening lately. They haven't exactly been subtle about the fact that they're tired of being sent out on all those little trips for me, but I don't know what'll happen if I go near one of those rifts. I'm afraid that they'll try to pull me back through and back home if I go too close. It'll probably fix everything that's been going on here, but I don't want to go. I want to stay here and be selfish for once in my damn life. All I've ever done is make things easier for the people I care about, so why shouldn't I get to take care of myself just this once? Besides, if I'm here to explain things to Rowan, then they'll be able to help me fix things, and maybe even get out of here. I know I have to go back. It's the only way to keep this world from being entirely torn apart, but it would be a lot better if they were there with me. No. No, that would be too dangerous. This is all my fault, and I don't want to drag them into that mess. They could get really hurt just by being associated with me, and that's not a chance I want to take. this is what'll have to happen. Rowan will help me leave. I'll tell them everything because they're owed at least that much. And then I'll be gone. I don't want that to be how it goes. But it's the easiest way for it all to be. Rowan may hate me a little bit for it all, but that's a whole lot better than knowing I was the reason they got hurt by my home, if not worse. And they'll be happy here, even if they're not right now. The people in this town may not be the best, but Rowan's a smart kid. They're funny, and they're probably the first person I've had fun around in a lot longer than I'd like to admit. They'll be fine. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe it's just because I don't like the thought of Rowan being stuck here. But I've been getting the feeling that there's something odd about this place. I mean, why did the Rifts even bring me here? What does this place have to do with me? And I don't know if this is just because this town is pretty much in the middle of nowhere, but it doesn't look like there are any other towns and other people anywhere around here. When I first got here, I asked around in town to see if there was any other town I could go to stay a while, and it was almost as if nobody here had ever heard of anywhere else. I don't know what any of that is supposed to mean, but it can't be good. The sooner I get out of this place, the better for everyone involved.
All the Wrong Magic was created by Caleb Butler. This episode featured Caleb Butler as Rowan Green and Sable Smith as Corin Thorne. You can find us on Twitter at Wrong Magic Pod. New episodes release every other Friday. Thanks for listening.